This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I need recognition.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, what have you done?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Now, I need to know who's hiring.
Yeah,
because they're not right. The whole group's not right. Now,
Move on.
Wade Ormsby.
Wade?
Ahead of LIV Golf coming up this weekend. Just finished second in Saudi Arabia. I've had a sneak listen to our Accra nomination.
Oh,
and? We are certainties to win. Certainties. I'm going to play that in full to the family.
Good.
10 grand Guernsey cash.
Yes.
Jack Ginnivan.
Jackie boy.
In here.
In the studio.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, then we finish up later on with a real poxy
nice
joke.
Okay.
I say hello to you, Fat.
And you've got a phoner coming up next.
Is that me?
Good. Yes,
well,
it
nice.
Is.
Right. Yes. I like it.
G'day, Jim. Now, can I please tell you what I've done today?
What have
because
you done
it's
today?
Not the Friday braggarter, so he won't be here Friday.
I know.
I think.
How good.
Yeah. I today went with a walk.
Oh, no.
With the men's walking group at North Richmond Community Health.
Right.
Which was very nice. So all
explain what it is.
Well, volunteers get together and they all the high risers there and the, what do you call them? The buildings. Oh, well, help me out on this one.
Commission Homes.
Yeah, Commission Homes.
Yes.
They come down and we go for a walk over to a park and had a barbecue because my sister, Melanie, works there.
Good
so she organised this. Yeah, exactly. And Wayno got involved too. So good on you,
excellent.
Wayno. And Melanie, that was nice to
well
catch
done.
Up and have
good.
A barbecue this morning at 11 with a couple of sausages.
Oh, fat
so there's the reason.
The sausages.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt about
with
it.
Barbecue sauce. Magnificent. Hello, Rabs. Well, my R's and my W's, I get mixed up.
Do you?
George, so, Bill, rubber you
there,
bush.
There's...
Oh, so unfair.
Still gets me
so
every
unfair.
Every time. Rubble you.
Just so unfair.
Yes.
And let's have a look at the rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Let's talk a bit of sport on rap.
It's yeah. Billy's All Sports Report. Make Ford Ranger Raptor your number one today.
The Raptor. Oh,
Stubbsy.
Oh, back again.
Yeah, the Raptor absolutely loving your work at the moment.
So
thanks to the
should.
Ford Raptor. Ranger Raptor is back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Make Raptor your number one today, Bill.
I've got a stat for you, Jim.
Go on.
Scott Pendlebury.
Yes, thank you.
Will notch up his 10,000th yes. career disposal.
Yes.
It's not bad this weekend.
No,
do you know how many he's got right now?
Oh, well, I remember Ash was going on about it during the court.
Mm-hmm.
In very beautiful way. I'm not being mean about Ash.
About it.
But, of course, he was the stats man calling on the weekend.
Exactly.
And he was creeping up on it. So how many does he need?
9,996. He needs four more.
Four more.
But guess what? He's had 5,000 handballs on the dot.
Yes.
And he's had 4,996 kicks. So if he has four kicks... It's 5,000 each. How good would that
unbelievable
be?
Unbelievable fact.
That would be good.
Yes.
I like it. So good luck. Robert Harvey is second on the all. This is all time. VFL, AFL.
Yes.
Banger Harvey second and Boomer.
Little Boom.
Boomer Harvey. Harvey. So he's third. There you go.
Yeah. Well, why did you add another Harvey in there?
Well, Harvey, because I've got to go shopping.
Oh, my God.
To Harvey's. No. Speaking.
What's happening
at the moment?
Craig McRae.
We're on air.
Yeah, I know. Craig McRae. We love him how he goes about
him.
It.
Yes.
I like what he said last night. He said last night on AFL 360 that the draw is not fair. And I think we kind of know that, Jim, don't we? So I caught up with him today. I said, Craigo, is a draw fair?
Oh, my God.
There's no way that you could look at the draw and say it's fair anywhere. it's just everyone understands it. It's just, you know, which bit is yours? You know, that's reality, isn't it? You know, we play more games at the MCG than anyone else. You know, like that, is that fair? Clearly not.
Hmm.
And then how much West Coast and Fremantle have to travel and the others? There's no way it is fair.
No, it never will be, will it?
No, it won't be.
That's right.
But certainly while we've played 23 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Richmond finally get some good players back. Adam Uze, is he wrapped with that?
Dylan and Jacob Hopper are going to play, which is awesome. So we...
To get some leaders of our footy club back in there, just with our not only the experience, but just with help with our organisation and things like that. So to have them out on the field this weekend, it's just going to be really nice for our footy club.
Dylan Grimes, that is, of course.
Yep.
They need a win. I don't think they might get it against Melbourne. I think Melbourne will be fired up, Jim.
We'll see.
Cricket, former Australian captain Tim Payne is calling for national selectors to fast-track wonder kid. I think you said this too. Jake Fraser-McGurk to the T20 World Cup squad.
He's got to be in that squad.
Be, doesn't he?
He is flying. Have you watched the vision of him for the Delhi Capitals?
He just goes from ball
Unbelievable.
One.
Unbelievable.
Yes, yep. Hits him well. I think his strike rate is 222
would be.
Over
he,
there, Jimmy boy.
He is smoking it.
It is. What about this? The BBL first ever trade pick has happened. So, Adelaide has traded right-arm quick Wes Agar.
Oh, Big Wes.
To Sydney Thunder in the league's first ever draft pick exchange involving a player.
So
they get, the picks aren't quite out yet, so they get Wes and they get back a nice little early pick. Because they're trying to get Rashid Khan back to Adelaide. So that's the first ever one.
We'll watch that with interest.
Yeah. One of our favourites, and Melbourne Storm former
Rugby
star.
League.
Yes. Dale Finucane.
Yes.
Remember he come in here?
Yes, I do.
A couple
remember.
Of times, the Bega Bomber.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And played the guitar. He sang, I reckon. He's retired today.
Has he?
So all the best, Dale.
Yeah.
Good man.
Dale.
Good man. Dale.
Well, we knew his name.
Yes.
Unlike
who? We've got a Stormer coming in very shortly.
Mm.
What's his name again? Oh, Knackers Earl.
Yeah.
Knackers Earl.
He was driving in. Jim heard that.
Yeah. Just
did
turned
a
his car around and went home.
And, of course, there's also Sully.
Yep.
Sully. Yep. Sully Lassie Vanaroo. Oh, Lulas.
Lula.
Just that finish.
He's a star, too. Yes. Are we want any more? Because the...
NBA.
They're into the finals, Jim.
Yes, they are.
New York Knicks have won game two against the Philly 76ers. Oh, dramatic fashion too, Jim. They were down by five with 28 seconds to go.
Right.
Down by five.
Five.
And then they drained 2 3-pointers from downtown, and it was all locked up. And then they won 104-101 to take a 2-0
How can it be locked up if they were down by five and drained 2 3-pointers? That would give them
the
lead.
The 13 seconds to go, and they worked it out. Anyway, they won.
They worked it out.
And then Chicago took a 2-0 series lead over Orlando Magic, winning 96-86.
I think that was Cleveland.
Yep.
And then it says here, check final score of LA Lakers and Denver Nuggets.
Yes, it was a draw, 98 apiece, and then this happened.
Denver with the timeout, we are tied.
I love it, don't call it. Tie ball game, worst can happen, we go to overtime.
Ooh.
Murray makes a move.
There's a
buzzer!
The Nuggets have won!
Jamal Murray with a buzzer beater.
Buzzer beaters.
They are 2-0 up on the Lakers as well now.
Everyone's 2-0 up.
Very good.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I ate 4 alphabet soup today. Cans of alphabet soup today.
Oh, no. 1-3-3-5-3 time, family time.
Yes.
What? Properly pissing you off.
Oh, Jim.
I'll tell you why.
Jim.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Two things.
Firstly.
Yeah.
You can't drive 10 minutes in any direction
without a bloke holding a stop-go sign, telling you to either stop or slow down.
Good business to be in, that, stop-go signs.
We are the roadworks capital of the world.
We have been
Melbourne.
For a while.
Why is that?
Dan.
I had a bloke the other day. I was doing 32, and he's waving his stop the slow-down sign at me. I'm like, mate, I'm doing 32. How slow do you want me to drive? Can't drive much slower than that. Anyway, so that annoys me.
Yeah, that annoys you. What else
annoys? Not as much as this one.
What?
Everywhere I go, literally everywhere I go,
yes,
I get people blokes, mainly
know.
Blokes,
yep.
saying, Jim, what the hell's wrong with your footy club? They're bloody woeful. And I'm giving it the mate. I haven't been the chairman there for 8 years.
Yeah, but you'd have some sort
I've
of
I've got no
comment.
Influence in what happens there at all.
What's wrong
I'm
with
I'm no
that?
Different to you, fat. Or you not as fat.
Kanga.
That's it. The folks wind their window down when I walk along. Fix your shit, joiner. Oh, my
sucked in.
I've got nothing to do with the bloody joint, other than I love them, but and I want them to play better, but I've got no influence over any of it.
What's so, wrong with them?
Anyway, hence 133353.
Yes.
What's properly annoying you right now? We're giving you a. Ability to vent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are you giving away, Rabsy?
We are giving away a $200 Crown voucher.
Oh,
Crown?
Yes,
Fidel's, Crown's newest Cuban-inspired bar and restaurant just opened. It is magnificent.
Fidel's. That used to be there, didn't it?
I reckon it did. Down
back
underneath.
In the day, yeah. Underneath. You go down there with a big Havanan.
Havanan. Yep. 133353, what is properly annoying you? We're going to take your calls next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How can one bloke be that stupid?
133353 JB, you're asking the Rush Hour family.
What's properly annoying you?
Yes,
and Johnny from Hyatt opens the batting. How are you, Johnny?
Johnny.
Good boys, how are you?
What's annoying you?
Mate, the young kids now in the supermarkets and the shops and the pubs, they can't look you in the eye, they can't serve you properly. Yep. When something goes wrong, they don't fix it. They just look at you stupid.
Can't pour a beer.
Mate, I said the other day that you give me a Carlton dry. I asked for Carlton draft. And you know what they said?
What?
Nothing. I said, mate.
You know what they said? Nothing.
Stay there, Johnny.
Well
that's
done,
good.
Johnny.
Mick had the basin. Hello, Mick.
Mick.
Hey, guys. How are you, all right?
Yes. What's really annoying you, Mickey boy?
I'll tell you what's really annoying me, fat, is bloody the AFL and Laura Kane not admitting they've got a problem with the goal line technology.
Yes.
All I hear about is them complaining about everything else, not putting their hand up, saying they've stuffed it up. Jim, you and Rabs, and you as well, Billy, talk to your mates and get it bloody fixed for us, all right?
The goal review system is broken.
It's bloody no annoying, mate. It is frustrating. Yeah. Make just a decision.
Make a decision. You got 30 seconds.
Yep.
Review it upstairs, and if you need to change it, change it. I'm with you. Mick.
On Sunday, the boys were going off on Triple M, weren't they, Rabs?
Well, there was three in a row that were clear decisions, and I think one of them was clearly wrong as well. Like, it's just a post.
Davey Roden doesn't send them upstairs.
What? No, he's confident.
Davey just calls them.
Exactly.
Right, Jürgen in Montmorency.
Ah, Jürgen.
G'day, boys. It's actually Jürgen, but all
Jürgen.
Good.
Yeah.
Jim, what's annoying you, Jürgen?
Yes. The traffic, JB, the traffic is an absolute nightmare.
Getting worse.
It's taken me, absolutely. It's taken me half an hour from the CBD to get down Hoddle Street onto the Eastern.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm at a standstill, mate, and I don't know what the resolution is to fix it, but the big build by the Victorian government has been a you-know-what disaster.
Yes.
Well, at the top of Nepean Highway now, where it goes, joins Punt Road.
Yeah.
That's a complete debacle.
Two lanes
either way.
Exactly. Does it annoy you when people call you Jürgen?
Billy, absolutely it does, mate. I'm a Geelong boy. I remember seeing you at Cats Nightclub.
We probably need to just keep Jürgen
down.
I would
have been going all right, Jürgen. Put Jürgs on. I would have been going all right, I reckon, at the time, Jürgs.
Oh, matey, I've got a tremendous story. Am I allowed to share?
No, you're not.
I want to hear it.
Cal's in Ocean Grove. Hello, Cal.
Callum.
JB, Billy, how are we?
Callum Murray.
What's annoying you, Cal?
Now, as per your previous caller, traffic really gets up my goat.
Yes,
but
yes.
When you head over the West Gate, you've been driving for an hour, you just want to use a public toilet, so you slip into the servo, and the servo dunny looks like someone has exploded and left a mess everywhere.
Oh.
And even worse, now they go and put a portaloo out the back, and you can't even use the toilet facilities.
No, that's fair enough.
No.
And it's an absolute disgrace.
Coming from the Grove, that's an hour and 15. Yes. Just want to squirt one out.
Come on, fat. Stay there,
someone
Callum.
Someone has just obliterated it.
No, we got it.
We got it there. Yep. Dave in
there
West
before.
Meadows. Hello, Dave.
There you go, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good,
that's
Dave.
Probably annoying you, Dave.
The dunnies.
Oh, my boss is
What happened?
Lost Dave from West Meadows
What's happened to Dave?
No, we can try it back.
What did you do?
Well, let's go to Rob at Keilor East and then we'll come back.
Okay. Hey, Rob.
Rob.
G'day, boys. First time, long time. How are you?
What's annoying you, Rob?
Oh, the other half in the bathroom. She goes off at me if I leave a little bit of wee in the toilet and don't flush because I like the, you know,
environmental.
When it's brown, flush it down.
Yes.
But she leaves hair all over the bathroom floor after she starts the brushing. blocks the vacuum cleaner when I try to pick it up. But then I had a go at it this morning, and I hung up on it straight after I told you this. I said, I've noticed some little curly publics on the floor
Well. You're not anymore. Yeah.
Well, Billy, she goes to me, how do you know they're mine? I said, because they're the grey ones.
He's running a bit of gear.
Come on, Rob.
Not bad, Rob.
Let's check back in with Dave at West Meadows. You there, Dave?
Yeah, well, here, mate, you got me?
What's annoying you, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Oh, my boss has given me the absolute poos.
Why?
I had to shoot up to a chuka today to give the old man a bit of a chop out, taking some doctor's appointments, and he goes, put an annual leave day in. I'm like, no chance, amigo. Here comes a sick certificate on your table. Thank you very much.
Amigo. No chance, amigo. He rings
amigo. But that's right. The boss probably thinks he's actually working. He's shot up to a chuka.
Look after his old man. And a fat.
A good one, Jim. All that right. was all right.
Very nice helping.
I tell you
Where
what,
are we going?
Oh, number one was Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
The young kids. I asked for a Carlton draft. I got a Carlton dry. And guess what he said?
Nothing.
Johnny, you've got yourself a $200 crown voucher, mate.
You're good.
Make sure you pop in and check out Fidel's Crown's newest Cuban-inspired bar and restaurant. It is sensational.
Now, Jurgs gets something. I'm with him. The traffic is properly horrific.
Jurgen from Montmorency, you've got yourself a $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
What was that story?
Thank you so much.
No. Really story.
No.
Enjoy that, Jurgs. Nicely done.
By the way, Dasher and Fisher's the exclusive gin of Live Golf Adelaide 2024. Yeah. Speaking of which.
Well, I'm over there.
Over there.
Wade Ormsby next.
Mm-hmm.
Wade.
Who's hopefully, he's a reserve player, but hopefully he'll be teeing him up at the Grange.
Just after a second
this weekend.
In Saudi Arabia.
DasherandFisher.com.au. Use the code Rush Hour for your 25% discount. Drink responsibly. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but gee, they taste kind of peppermint-y.
What?
Triple M's Rush Hour ahead of Liv Adelaide this weekend. We're joined by Aussie golfer Wade Ormsby.
Our next guest knows better than anyone how beautifully frustrating golf can be. You can have four career wins and be ranked inside the top 100 one day and still get beaten by Bernie Vince dropping a 30-foot bomb the next.
Decent. Decent. He's boxed it.
You cannot believe that. You are the arsiest.
As he prepares for Live Adelaide this weekend, please welcome Wade Ormsby.
Fresh off the second place in Saudi Arabia. Well done, Orms. That was very nicely played.
Thank you, boys. That was nice to have a good week last week, and nice to be back in Adelaide.
Oh, so you're back already. Oh, back home. You'd be loving it, wouldn't you, Orms?
Yeah, it was nice. Went through Melbourne last night. A bit fresh there, but it's nice to be back here in Adelaide, and Grange Golf Club's looking amazing. So, it's good to be here.
It is nuts. I keep telling these bananas, they got to get over for Liv. It is just a magnificent event. It's everything I reckon a professional golf tournament needs to be.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the builds are amazing. You know, all the structures they build around the golf course and the vibe around the venue is huge. You know, it's hard to explain to people until they've seen it because we've been stuck with, traditional golf for so long. But, it's an amazing platform we've got going and a bunch of stars here, which is cool to see in Adelaide.
Do you like the party hole when they all go mad and they yell and scream and all that? Is that actually good for a professional golfer?
I think, it is good. The hardest thing is listening to your caddy. You can't hear him. So you kind of need to, you'll see everyone like stand about 3 inches from their caddy trying to get the information out of them. But no, it's pretty cool. I just finished playing 18 holes out here today. And it's awesome out there. You know, what they've built there again this year, it's bigger and better than last year and it's been done tastefully. So no, looking forward to it.
Well, and the names, Big Rambo, of course, Bryson DeChambeau, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson. But I need to talk to you about my man, Brooks.
Brooksy.
He is a different looking unit. What sort of a bloke are we dealing with, Brooks Koepka?
No, he's a serious operator, isn't he? I mean, he looks like he should be like a linebacker or something in American footy. But no, there's some serious players out here at the moment. You've got Tyrrell Hatton's new to the league this year, so that's pretty cool to see him out here. He's a character, good fun. So, Brooks is amazing. His major record kind of speaks for itself, you know. And to see the caliber of guys we've got out here in Australia and then on top of that in Adelaide is fantastic.
Yeah, even Phil Mickelson, my man, old man Boos, but he looks all right now. He's lost a lot of weight.
Lost a heap of weight.
I know, he's looking okay.
He's got a pretty good neck. He works hard, Phil. You know, like I think the two hardest workers out here, I have to say, would be Bryson and Phil. And to be working that hard at that age is seriously impressive.
And Cameron Smith, how's he going, by the way? He's been okay.
Played brilliantly at the Masters.
All right, then. He played all right at the Masters, Wado. But how's he been going, our man?
Nah, Cam's going great. You know, he's a pretty laid-back customer, and once it's time to play tournament golf, he's a different beast. You know, you don't want to get anywhere near him the 2 hours leading up to it because he just switches on massively. I think he finished second in Hong Kong Live a few weeks ago, and then had a good run at the Masters, like Jim just said. So he's in good form. It's a good golf course for him too. This one, you've got to hit it quite, you hit quite a few irons and three woods off a tee, and then you can just kind of chipping and putting and pitching, which he's probably the best in the world at, so it comes right into his wheelhouse. So Cam won't be far off the mark this week.
Good. How does the Live Golf work? Does they take you around everywhere? They fly you and your caddy, all the accommodation and prize money, everything just laid out for you guys?
It's a bit of a different structure to normal events. You know, it's obviously a pretty lucrative prize money involved, but then on top of that, I'm in a reserve role, so yeah, they cover my exes going around the world and my caddy, and then if I get the opportunity to play, then I can start making some more money. But it's just the opportunity of getting back on Live is what I'm trying to do. There's a second series called the International Series, which is a 10-event schedule around the world, which sits below Live, and I'm concentrating on that as well as doing this reserve role. And if I play well in those 10 events, then I can graduate my way back onto the Live main league. So I'm kind of playing both hats a little bit, but it's good.
Good. And Greg Norman still running the show and still playing golf down the beach and that.
I saw Greg out there today, so he's in town, which is great to see. I think he's pretty proud of this event, you know, being an Aussie. So it's pretty cool to have a leader like Greg. He's he likes to succeed at everything he does, and he's doing it again here.
Now, I am, of course, a tailor-made ambassador, but prior to that happening, I used to go around to Orms' house and help myself.
What, just take...
Relieve me of some gear.
Whatever I wanted. Well, Bill, you walk into his garage, it'd literally be 50 drivers.
How many golf
and
100 bags?
Putters and 30 golf bags. He's never this big. He's never going to use half of it. So, Orms, I was pretty good at helping myself.
Yeah, you're pretty... And you use a different part of the face that I'm used to hitting it on too. So now we've got pretty good value out of some of those clubs.
That's it.
Good sticks.
Well, Orms used to wear out in the middle.
Yes.
Which I didn't need to worry about too much. So the rest of it was good enough for me. We last played at Grange, actually. I reckon it was earlier this year. And I thought I was in line for some money. And then we had a recount, Orms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I vaguely remember that. I think we're on the losing end, so I don't really want to recount. But the course isn't great, Nick, out here. It's amazing what quite a bit of manpower does to these Sandbelt golf courses just come up a treat. So, Grange have done a great job. It's you kind of forget how good these places can get. But it's definitely nice to be flying the flag with a place like this.
Bloody hell. It's nuts. I can't wait. Good. I'm over there Sunday, so we are going to have an absolute ball at Live. It's one of my favourite weeks of the year. Good luck.
Wade.
And, of course, he'll be flying and, of course, dominating the Asian Tour as well.
Wade.
So well done with all of
that. Boys. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, JB. Thanks for having me on.
There, Wade.
Australian golfer Wade Ormsby on the Rush Hour ahead of Live Adelaide this weekend. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, what happened to the Cranberries? And Bill went... Did they go travelling? Pause. Oh, no, that was the Wilburys.
JB, we're very excited for the upcoming Australian Commercial Radio Awards.
Yes, they're coming. And nominations closed last week, and we had to put our nomination forward.
Good.
Give ourselves the best chance of winning.
Mm. Lovely.
I am, of course, as I said, already a winner, but this show hasn't won one.
No.
So we sent Fat into Maddie's studio.
Did we?
To put our best foot forward. Here is the Rush Hour... ACRA entry.
This entry is for Best On-Air Team, Australian Commercial Radio Awards 2024, Triple M's Rush Hour, with the most cohesive, prepared and intelligent pairing of James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
I don't know where Ben's from, Rabbits.
Wodonga and Albury.
Huggy from Albury. Hello, Benny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Benny.
That's all right.
Go.
Two magnificent contestants. They're up. They're about. The first one is Sammy from Geelong. G'day, Sammy.
G'day, Billy. How are you, Fat?
Oh, good. Thank you. Good.
Now, this is the superstar we're about to speak to. One of my favourites. Oh. The great Nat Fyfe.
Nat?
Okay, not going to finish that. Oh,
he's so stunned he can't speak.
They've all got the same haircut. Yeah. Haven't they? They all look like Roo with a goatee in them. Oh. Anyway, how you going?
Oh, how you going?
How's it going out there at the new footy
which it isn't
quarters? Well, it's about 5 years old. The hangar.
That's not what are you new? Pointing out?
The hangar out there.
They've been at the hangar for how long?
Oh, yeah, about 10 plus years.
10 plus years. Topics Brownless on the running sheet.
Yep. Yes.
He's just told people to ring in.
Yes.
But he hasn't set up what the topic is
That's
yet.
That's right, Jim.
So Andrew joins us from Bayswater.
This will be good.
Andrew.
Yes, how are you?
What are you ringing us for?
Oh, I don't know. Fat just said
you were at the tennis last night?
I was.
Fat.
Good song.
What are you doing? Courtside.
Oh, just watching.
He had nothing.
Here we are.
Are we on?
That's
you're
our
not,
entry.
You're not putting
that's,
that in.
That's our entry.
That's awkward.
For an Acra.
That's awkward town.
Fat. That separates us from pretty much any other show.
The other way. Oh, no. We're not going to win, surely.
No. Oh, I wouldn't have thought.
I'll tell you what, if we win with that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mum, she reckons I never played a bad game.
My mum was similar. She'd give it the, oh, bloody umpires. I'm like, Mum, I was bowled.
Clean, clean.
Thanks to Ford Ranger, Raptor is now back in stock and available at your Ford dealer to test drive. Did you know Australian designed and engineered team with Ford Performance DNA for true enthusiasts?
It's fun on wheels. That's the best way to describe it. Fun on wheels, Jim.
We have about 17 lines here from Ford. That's you could pick any of them and you've gone with fun it's fun on wheels.
Well, that's one of them. What else do I say? Drive 2023, drive best off Ute Road.
Best off road Ute Road. Ute. Best off road Ute, Bill. Car wrong. Expert 2023.
That's me.
Best off road Ute and best value. Yeah,
fun on wheels, you idiot.
You cannot do it. Hey, we've come charging in the market for the Acras.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
After that,
favourites. Five to two
we start favourites.
We are favourites.
All right, 133353 time.
Yes.
Guernsey cash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've got it in front of me here, the sheet.
Give me a look.
$10,000 on the line.
Wow, that's a lot. It's a lot of money.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit bristle.
Bristle.
Osteopubis,
that's it.
Not pubis. Guernsey cash time,
mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you who we got on the line is Broads from Cranbourne.
Broads.
Ballet Brody.
Jing, fat.
What are you doing, Broads?
I'm just pulled over on the side of the road.
Oh, what, coppers got you?
No, I'm just making a phone call, Bill.
Oh, well done. You're on your way to footy training. Who do you play with?
Edie Sale, Aspendale.
Oh, Edie Asp.
Edie Asp.
Who do you follow in the footy, Broads?
I'm a Hawks man, Jing, so win on the weekend.
You're never not far away,
yes.
By the way. A star of your club.
Yeah, Jack's going well.
Going beautifully.
Number 33 on the back, have you got?
Me? No, I've got 34 on the back, actually, so almost.
Mark Graham. That used to be Mark Graham. I don't know what it is now. Who is it now, Jack? Oh, he's not in yet.
Yes. All right, so you know your numbers and names, Broads?
I'd like to think maybe the modern players might be all right, but see how we go with some of the older boys.
Ooh, okay, these are the rules.
Mm-hmm. 30 seconds on the clock there, Brody. You need to tell us which number this player has worn for the club. Some of them have worn multiple numbers. We'll accept either answer, but we must accept your first answer. You can pass and we'll come back if there is time. If you get all 10 right, you get $10,000 and your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and then the club.
All right. No, ready to roll?
Yeah, ready to go.
All right, here we go, Broads. Jack Higgins, St Kilda.
One.
Chad Wingard, Hawthorn.
20.
Jordan Clark, Fremantle.
Oh, pass.
Jason Winderlich, Essendon.
8.
Jamie Charman, Brisbane.
Pass.
Byron Pickett, North Melbourne.
34.
Brandon Matera, Gold Coast.
32.
Billy Hartung, Hawthorn.
1.
Ryan Houlihan, Carlton.
I'll pass.
Tommy Bug, GWS.
12.
Jordan Clark, Fremantle.
4.
9.
He got through them, Jim, but only got 4. Only got 4, Brody.
We can pump him up a bit more.
No, he only got 4, Jim. But he started well. He was away. Then Jordan Clark was number 6.
Yes, Jamie Charman.
Charman was number 19. You passed on him
also.
Ryan Houlihan was number 33. You passed on him also.
Okay.
Bloody hard. That's hard, but that was a tough one.
Tough one.
Yes.
All right, so Broads, what you take home?
A $100 grilled voucher, mate. You don't go home empty-handed. By the way, with grilled, score 2-for-1 burgers are grilled every Monday after your Aussie Rules of Rugby League team wins this season. So you would have got a free burger yesterday thanks to Jack Ginnivan and the boys.
Jim
Head to grilled.com.au for details and to sign up, Broads.
Broads.
Yep.
We got Jack Ginnivan coming in. What question do you want us to ask him?
Jeez. I don't know.
Is your star forward?
Yeah, he started really well. I was a bit suspect on him at first, but he's growing on me a little bit. So,
righto.
No, mate, he's going beautifully.
Where's his best
spot?
Hey,
and the Wizard?
Where's his best spot?
Ginnivan.
Yeah.
Deep forward, I think. Draw some free kicks.
Take some big hangers. Kick some sausage rolls.
Exactly.
All right, Broads, we'll keep listening because he's not far away.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Well done.
See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, time for a kick kick.
One of the most exciting players in the AFL. He won a premiership with the Pies. Now doing great things at the Hawthorn Footy Club. Jack Ginnivan joins us.
He does this part of the game very well. From about 40, Ginnivan on the way, kicks the goal, and he kisses his lips, and he puts the hands in the air in front of the pack. McGuinness weaved his way through to Gunston. Ginnivan should kick this.
Oh!
And does.
Hand pass to Newcomb, he's dispossessed. Hand pass, Ginnivan too late. A 45-point win to the Hawks. They get their first win of the season.
Going beautifully as a Hawk. Welcome to you, Jackie boy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You would have enjoyed that on the weekend.
Yes. Yeah, it was good. It was great to get a win finally. And hopefully we can be away after that.
Is that the first song you've sang for the Hawks?
Yeah, it is. And it felt really weird. I'm standing next to Jack Gunston. I always used to watch him sing the song. And a few little butterflies next to him.
You'd know the words because you grew up a mad hawker, as you said.
Yeah. Exactly right. So, it's good to sing the song. And, childhood dream complete there.
Bloody oath. Nice, Jim.
And the coach is going well. You were just saying to us off air that you and he have linked together nicely.
Yeah, bonded really well. We're very similar characters, I think, and we love being cheeky and a few drive-by comments to each other. So, I'm loving my time at the Hawks and definitely with Sam as well.
Who was your favourite player growing up? Was it Jack or who else was there? Because there, when you were in Castlemaine or wherever it was?
There was a variety of people, to be honest. I loved Will Langford growing up, and Taylor Duray as well. I played him in the other day. A few different ones. And then obviously Luke Bruce is a small forward that I sort of idolised my game around. Yeah. And so it's so good to rub shoulders with him as well.
He's been a bloody star, Luke Bruce. Mm. So is Taylor Duray. He's about to play his 200th game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
snuck
under the radar, isn't he?
That's right.
Very rarely gets it wrong on a footy field, that bloke.
Who wore 33 back then?
Cyril.
Cecil,
as you call
Cecil,
him.
Yeah.
Bill walked into the commentary box and he was in there and Bill called him Cecil.
It's a joke.
It's a Norm Smith medals to him.
Have you met him?
I haven't. He's one I need to meet, but I wish he gave my jersey, but I had Chris Barlow, so just as good.
And, mate, you're loving your time there at the Hawks.
Yeah. I'm absolutely wrapped to be there. It's been a crazy 6 months for me transitioning houses and transiting clubs and all these things and making new friends and stuff. But like I said, I'm loving it to bits. And, when we win as well, it makes it even better.
Oh, yeah. Bloody and the little wizard?
Yeah. Oh, you'd like him, wouldn't you?
Caulfield Grammarian?
Yeah, I made him wear number 34 so he can be next to me in the locker room. And we're a cheeky bunch in the corner, me, Finn, McGuinness, Sam Butler, Conor McDonald, and the Wiz, all in the corner, and we've got a little rat pack there building. So
a rat pack,
it's good.
He is a tiny little bastard. Yeah, the Wiz, you actually can't believe it when if we're out there doing the hosting on the ground and you guys come running past, you actually can't believe it.
Yeah, he couldn't be smaller if he tried it, I reckon. So but he's actually going really well. He's injured at the moment, but we'll have him back. Not
freakish
not this week,
talent,
next week.
Bill.
Yes,
it is quite, goals at school,
amazing. But so did you as a kid. You had free, well, you still have. But how many goals did you kick? You hear all these great stories. So you grew up in Castlemaine.
Yeah, Castlemaine.
And played for who out the road there?
Played for Castlemaine and Newstead.
Yeah, yeah. Newstead, yes.
Yeah, so kicked a few goals. In
how
under,
many?
Under
a few.
119.
119. 112, Jim.
Yeah, so in 15 games or odd. So.
Were you hungry or you just?
Nah, a bit of midfield, a bit of forward. Oh, and, yeah. Just kicked a few and still couldn't pip Dad's record, so it's pretty stiff.
That's right. And then where'd you go after that? So.
Nah, then went to Golden Square. Moved schools to Bendigo, went to Golden Square. Then Strathfield Say, won a twos flag there, couldn't get in the ones when I was 17. And
Geelong
then,
colours, aren't they?
Yeah, Geelong colours, the Storm, and then, Bendigo Pioneers, and then, drafted to the Pies.
Rookie draft?
Yeah.
So did you think that it wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, it was a weird experience, my draft. It was on my birthday, it dropped on the 9th of December, and then, didn't get picked up. It was about 65 picks, and I was in tears, crying. So obviously I had a few mates over, and then... and all my family, and didn't get picked up. And then the next day, found out on Twitter, just scrolling through. I don't know who it was. Maybe Tommy Morris was having a tweet of the rookie draft or someone like Carl Toomby. And then, found out via Twitter, pick 13. So it was, pretty
and
crazy.
And you're a great example of the fact that it actually doesn't matter. Once you get on a list, it's up to you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. They always say that when you walk in the club, it doesn't matter if you pick one or pick 80. And you just try to put your best foot forward and go from there.
I always feel when you watch the draft, when you get to about pick 45 onwards, they take the shots into these houses.
Yeah.
And I always look at all the kid, obviously, but then his mates and the family, and I think that must be the most gut-wrenching bloody experience.
Yeah, for me, I was the kid sitting there and not getting picked up. So
how was the old man?
Jesus. I didn't even want to look at him. I'm sitting there on the corner with Mum, and I'm just getting a few cuddles from Mum, and I'm in tears.
Poor old Craig.
Yeah, Craig was pulling his hair out.
He would have been, because he rang a few stations and all that, he has a bit to say now and then, but he just loves his boy and wants him to do well.
Yeah, I've told him to zip his lips.
He's been good.
He has been good. He loves him to bits, and I really appreciate that from Dad.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. So did you go to the Cumberland Hotel when you're in Castlemaine?
When I was about 10, I used to eat some party pies and some sausage rolls with Dad, and always used to be there on Friday night and watch a bit of footy, and it's always good to get to the Cumby.
A good old pub in Castlemaine.
Why is that, Bill?
Well, I used to have it. We sold it now. Dusty used to come in there and have a couple of frothies.
That's his part of the world.
I saw him one day. He was there at a wake. And he's on the piss.
Oh, Bill.
And he was playing the next day.
Of course he was. Stick around, please, Jackie boy. More to discuss with the star that
Guernsey
is Jackie.
Cash.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They need key forwards.
Give me some else. There's no...
Are you all over?
Give me some else.
Some else. Give me some else.
Hawthorn, Young Gun, Jack Ginnivan has stuck around. They face Sydney at 4 p.m. Sunday at the MCG. Ooh. By the way, Hawthorn faithful, you have a rare chance to weave your name into history by having your name on the famous brown and gold jersey when the side runs out in round 22 against Carlton for a tax-deductible donation toward the club's future home at Kennedy Community Centre. Visit hawks.team/KCC for more information.
Well, Red,
do you call it a jumper or a Guernsey?
Jumper.
I've always called it a jumper.
Too. I don't know
where the Guernsey thing came from.
Exactly. You reckon you're all right at the Guernsey Cash too, don't you?
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
You're good with your numbers, the Hawthorn numbers?
A bit of everyone.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you got something there for him?
Well, I thought we were going to do that at the end, but now that you've set it up so eloquently.
Might as well do it now. Well, we were talking about Guernseys.
All right.
Yeah, here we go.
We've got a bit of new and a bit of old here, Jackie boy.
The old ones will test me, but the new ones are
All right. So are we going to put the time to it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Here we go. Shane Crawford.
9.
Spider Everett.
18.
Matthew Spanger.
27.
No. Rick Ladson.
4.
Stephen Gillam.
27.
Ooh. Zach Dawson.
Pass.
Tom Phillips.
21.
Angelo Lekas.
Don't know.
Carl Peterson.
Don't know.
Kyle Chaney.
Kyle Chaney, 13.
13.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. So good. 6.
Plenty of time left too.
Sam Frost.
I like that.
8.
Right, I've got a couple others here, Jim.
Yes.
Finn McGuinness.
32.
Harry Morrison.
1.
Oh, he's good. No, he's a
Morrison. His teammate.
Everyone knows the numbers.
Need some randoms.
All right.
I don't know the oldies. Who do I get wrong?
You got Spider Everett was number 1.
Oh, yes.
Big Spide.
Big Spider.
And who else do you have? Zach Dawson was 26 for the Hawks.
Mm.
And Angelo Lekas was 37.
Who's Carl Peterson?
Yeah. Oh, he played a couple at Melbourne and played Melbourne Hawthorn. Hey, do you talk to the umpires out in the ground? A bit of fun, like, or do you abuse them or what do you?
No, we don't abuse them.
No, abuse them.
No, I have a few words. I thought I got caught holding the ball in the first 2 minutes of the game on the weekend and got caught high and then handballed the ball and but I was pretty stiff. But a few nice words and just, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I got held a few times and just asked a question, but nothing.
No,
untoward.
So a bit of fun.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
Any chance for a free kick or something?
Any chance? Any danger? Yeah, but no.
And what about the goal umpies? Do you get anything out of them?
Oh, geez. Yeah. I haven't spoken to them, but it might be in a bit of trouble.
They'd review it.
Yeah. I reckon they had five in a row on the weekend.
But, oh, mate. Hey, so you play this Sunday, 4 o'clock, take on Sydney. Caulfield Saturday. Nice meeting out there.
Come on, Pat.
Does he likes his horses?
No, I'll be straight to Caulfield. Well, I was actually at the airport before gather round and I was with Justin Lepich and Fly and we were obviously playing over in Adelaide and Lepper just dropped, "You going to Morphinville the day before the game?" And Fly heard it was a good funny gasp by Lepper, but no races before the game.
Well done.
I liked your comment actually because you played Collingwood over there that was in Adelaide and not in front of 95,000 at the G. I like that.
I know, it was pretty stiff, but you know, if we do play Collingwood again at the G, I think in round 17 or 18, somewhere around there. So hopefully there might be a bit of a turnout.
Your home game or theirs?
Don't know. Maybe.
Because
imagine the fans.
The fans, have you copped it from them over the fence yet? Or was Adelaide neutral?
Well, it was a bit neutral. It was hard. But I think that half the Collingwood fans still love me. And it's good. But, there's always a few diehards that don't. But, you know, they were so amazing to me and always wrapped their arms around me. So I'm really appreciative of that.
That's a Hawthorn home game coming up at the MCG.
So you'll feel the love.
Yeah, exactly right.
But it'll be interesting. Kick a couple and get on.
Who do you love watching, Jackie Boy? Is it like, are you a Toby Green man? Like, who do you watch from other teams and you think, I love the way he goes about it?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Toby Green, for sure. I love the way he goes about it. Tom Papley.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps. I love him as well. He's always celebrating. Josh Rochelle as well. He's going really well. And I love just watching small forwards that get it done. Shea Bolton, Graham Myers.
Good players. Your celebrations, do you work on them or do you think of a new one or do you see the basketball or whatever it is?
Yeah, a bit of soccer. Work on them a bit. Just, you know, it comes a bit instinctive. Kissed one to the crowd on the weekend and do all this random shit. And, if it looks good, it looks good. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
If I went to your house in Richmond, busy. And would there be the Anzac Day medal and your premiership medal on the mantelpiece or somewhere? Would you have it hanging somewhere or in the drawer?
Nah, it's actually in the drawer. It's in a sunglasses container thing. So it's got my Anzac Day medal, premiership medal, and my V-Line Cup under 15s best on ground in the twos medal. So we were actually looking at it the other day and we had it all around the neck and it looks pretty funny.
Bloody hope.
Unbelievably recognisable figure. What do most people that come up and speak to you say?
Can I get a photo?
Is it?
Yeah. How you going? Good win on the weekend or good, how'd you go on the weekend? But I love everyone that comes up to me and recognises me and it's why I play and you know, it'd be pretty boring if no one knew who you were and you weren't playing well or anything like that. So it's always good to have fans that look after you and, get around you. It's good.
Do you get a couple that have a crack at you?
No, I've been pretty good. Maybe just like when I'm in the car and they see me in a little bit of a hurl of abuse, but nothing too bad.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Well, of course.
Fun guy.
So what else, Jack? Outside of being a very, very good footballer, what else do you fill your week with?
I love swimming at the moment. So me and my two housemates, just before I came in, we went for a swim, just turn over like a K and a bit. That's always...
Pool, not ocean.
No, in the pool. Always keeps the mind ticking and good for the mentals. But apart from that, love going to cafes, love my basketball at the moment. The NBA playoffs absolutely shattered. The Lakers lost today on the last shot.
On the buzzer.
And you could just tell the last quarter they were hanging on for dear life and... Yeah, they're in a bit of trouble now, 2-0 down, so it's not great.
Coffee man?
Yeah, I love my coffee, so a bit of magic and then a decaf usually, so
magic,
bit different. Mm. Yeah,
what's magic?
First 15 seconds of the coffee.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes better. You should try it tomorrow.
What is that?
Oh, don't look at me.
I've never heard explain what magic
is. I just have a cappuccino.
I don't really know. It's the first 15 seconds of the coffee, and then it gets all like watery after that. So, so if you have a watery coffee tomorrow, it's probably because you didn't get a magic.
You didn't get a magic.
So get a magic tomorrow and come back to me.
I'm a barista myself.
Really? So you don't even know how to magic?
I make them at home, and I'm exceptional. I only make the latte style. I don't have a lot of range. But my latte is superb.
Superb?
Yep.
Is it?
Any sugars?
Well, yeah, sugar. Tiny bit of sugar. Just tiny. Because it's a bit bitter for me. After.
Yeah. I'm more cappuccino. Put the chocolate on the top.
And, yeah, and they get your sugar
you're away.
I get it.
Yeah, good radio.
this is a coffee city.
I know it is. That's why hence I asked him. I didn't want to go on for 7 minutes.
You've gone the English tea.
Oh, God. Yeah,
that's how boring he is. Drinks tea.
What will you do down the track? Do you reckon you'll get into media or coaching?
Oh, I love Sydney. I'm absolutely.
You get paid for it.
I'm having fun. Yeah, I'm not getting paid today. I should be.
And then aren't you paying him?
Oh, I don't know.
No. What are you paying me?
We've got something there.
I reckon I wouldn't mind. You know what Kane Corns does or you boys does, getting into a few players would be nice and you don't have to play.
Just on Kane, have you met Kane?
Nah, not face-to-face. Yeah. I should, but...
Because he had a go at you and then you kicked all those goals when you went blonde and then he went blonde. So I like that. Did you like that about him?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. So, you know, I was just had to back it up on the footy field and I did, obviously, Anzac Day. And then for him to go the blonde, it's a big decision to make in your life, changing your hair colour. So, I'm all respect for him now.
No, that's good. That is good to hear that from him.
I agree.
I like that about the boy. Our boy's going on.
A couple of weeks ago.
We did indeed.
That plays a very special and important role within the media. We can't all be the same as you know as a player.
I agree. Mm. Yeah, you need an antagonist.
Antagonist.
Not hard to say.
Coming from you.
How often would you talk to Sam Mitchell?
Sam Mitchell? Oh, every day I'm at the club. It's, you know, it's always...
Do you text him?
Yeah, he texts me after the game saying I play really well, and it's always good to get a message from the coach because it's always it's not every week. It's sometimes few and far between, but it's always good to get that reassurance that you're playing all right, and it's good to always.
And what about Sis? How are you getting on with him? He's a different unit.
Yeah. Sis is great. He wore the long sleeve, so you got to love him for that, and then he loves his poker, so I always play a bit of poker with him and online poker, and when we go away, we play a bit of poker. So we've bonded over that, and he's good.
What about our man, Frosty?
Yeah, he's a good man.
I just want to know. Yeah. I want to know what he's like.
Because
on the ground, he's erratic.
Yeah, he's erratic, but he's been superb this year. He's very solid in defence, and he's very smart. He could be a politician. He's on the AFLPA board. He's very
politician,
smart.
Frosty.
Loves conspiracy theories. He knows heaps of shit. So I'm in his pocket. Just trying to learn.
Doesn't get beaten one on one. That's why when he takes off with the footy, we all get a bit worried.
Yeah, he's actually been good with ball and hand. I'd like to see his disposal efficiency this year. I reckon 85 plus.
Two phones. What about him?
Two phones.
Yeah,
but big Mabs.
Mavio, he's going well.
You know he's got two phones.
Yeah, I've heard.
Actually, three, they're telling us lately.
Maybe four.
He couldn't play at Marvel because under the roof you don't get good enough reception.
No reception. He's being hated Marvel.
Yeah. Nah, he's going well. He kicked a few goals on the weekend. I hit him lace out to give him one, so he owes me a few coffees.
He's laconic.
Oh, laconic as. When he comes into goal, he's on the walk. So he's a good man, Marbs.
Great seeing you, mate. Thanks
Jackie
for coming
boy.
In. You are welcome anytime you want to slide by.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Good on you, mate.
Hawthorn Young Gun. Jack Ginnivan on the Rush Hour. Hawks fans, make sure you get to the G this Sunday. Your team take on Sydney at 4 p.m. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And that's when probably we were better friends, not now.
Exactly.
Thanks to Ford Ranger Raptor. Ranger Raptor is back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Make Raptor your number one today. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Bill's jokes still to come.
All right, listener app, by the way, Footy Talk. Very good.
LISTNR.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Bill, a Footy Talk, of course, a magnificent
podcast.
And Joey Montagna, Nick Riewoldt, of course, great mates.
Yes.
And what did Joey go with?
Well, Joey went with Port Adelaide, and are they flat track bullies? And I think they are. Right. They're the Graham Hicks of football.
Hicks.
There is a bit of a common theme, though, with Port Adelaide Roo, and it's been the case since probably about round 10 or 11 last year, where when they come up against another really good team that push back on them and don't let Port Adelaide play the game on their terms, they fold pretty quickly. They get scored against heavily. They can't get the job done. We've seen it in finals. We've seen it against some teams. And even this year, their two losses, Melbourne and Collingwood. You look at their list, have they really taken a scalp? Like they've beaten Fremantle, Richmond, West Coast. It's a bit of a theme for Port Adelaide.
Spot on. So those sides, they're 4-2. Richmond, West Coast, Freo and Essendon, they've beaten, Jim.
Yep.
All at Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
So that tells you, yes, they are at the minute.
All right, Nick Revolt talking about Toby Green. Never ring us again, Toby. Because, of course, that's up tonight. Let's have a listen.
I expected him to get rubbed out because that's the way the league is going, but I hate it. And it's not changing player behaviour. Because if you're a ball player and you're courageous, like Toby Green is in the air and you're throwing a mark footy, it's not going to change your behaviour getting a week. All it's doing is safeguarding the AFL so that in 10 years' time, when a player goes to pursue legal action against the AFL, they can say, oh, yeah, but look, you know, we had this rule 10 years ago where if you made contact with the head, you got suspended. So we didn't condone it. That's the only reason it's happening.
You can grab Footy Talk daily on the Listen app. Sounded a bit weird there,
from
really.
Texas?
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
He's dialing in from Texas.
I think he's changed.
No, I don't think
it's his teeth, you reckon?
No, I don't know if it's a big chompers or whatever it is. He just seems a bit weird. He does. What's wrong with Nick?
You think he's gone a little alpaca on us?
Well, I don't know. I think, I'm not sure, Jim. We better dial in, get him on, just to make sure that something hasn't happened over there. I'm worried about
him. Do you want to hear him again?
Just a little bit.
I expected him to get rubbed out because that's the way the league is
that's
going,
enough.
But I hate it.
That's enough. He's not right. He's not right, our boy Nick.
It's because of where he's coming from.
Why?
He's in Texas.
I don't care, Jim. I want to see. He must have these big fangs.
But wait, the voice is getting disturbed.
I expected him to get rubbed out because that's the way the league is going. But I hate it.
No,
and
I think he's been to Toorak or somewhere. Just been sitting there.
What Toorak?
Well, he's very hoity toity.
He lives in America.
I know where he lives. Texan or somewhere.
What's Toorak got to do with it?
Well, because he's got the hoity-floity toities.
Oh, no.
He has. Having a scone
what
and jam.
What is wrong with
he's
him?
Not right.
You need to get right.
I do.
Because we've got the joke.
Oh, I'm just working away at one here.
Oh, no.
I'm not joyous.
This has got poo smeared all over it.
I don't know which way to go. Do I tell it as it is or throw in a bit of a pirate?
Bill's joke not too far away. Oh, no, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not a fighter.
No, I can see that.
I'm not a lover.
Either.
I don't know. Actually, don't know.
Don't know what you are. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw.
He's the king of kings.
And Billy Brownless.
He's everything to me.
Yes. Now, by the way, tonight, a talking footy.
Yeah, tonight. Oh,
Jeremy Cameron.
No.
Special guest, Jezza.
Jezza.
And some interesting vision of Jez. He's a different unit.
With a cow?
Very different unit.
Or sheep?
Don't
or
know
snake.
About the cow or sheep, but certainly different vision. So that's coming up tonight after the front bar on Channel 7. And tomorrow, David Zaharakis.
Oh,
Zaka.
What'd he do, Rabs?
Handball over the top here. Here it comes, Lovett Murray. Oh! He's found the target.
Zaharakis.
An opportunity for Zaharakis. Oh! He's Zaharakis. Zaharakis has kicked the goal. The front.
Jesus!
Is that you?
No, that's Spud being an idiot
that's
in the
you.
Background there.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah!
What happened, actually?
There. It was in the rain. When,
it wasn't
your best day, Bartholomew, of course, because
it's pissing down.
Collingwood had led all day, and then Zaka kicked the goal on the siren to win it for the Bombers, the Bombrays.
Yeah.
Also Jay-Z tomorrow.
Jay-Z.
So big show tomorrow.
Big show.
This has been a cracking show.
Big show.
Let's finish it with something humorous.
Big joke.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Make Ford Ranger Raptor your number one today.
Righto.
Good one yesterday.
The body language isn't looking
good. No, it's not good.
Good one yesterday, wasn't it?
When you're referring to yesterday, you're not confident about today.
You wouldn't believe it, Jim. My very large and old parrot, it died last week. Jim?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big weight. off my shoulders.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, no. Not only appalling joke, but woefully told.
I thought that was actually all right. Jim
thinks he's a pirate.
that would have been a better way of going with it, I would have thought. But instead of that, you just went with a real straight
just
styling.
Sit on my shoulder. Yeah.
No, no, we get that. I understand it, Bill. It's not funny.
No, it's quite good. I don't mind it. No, oh, Raps,
well done,
Raps.
No, you
fall.
Can't go with that stuff.
Don't fall That's into him. Great.
No, I loved yesterday.
That wasn't great, that one. You knew that wasn't great.
That wasn't bad. It was beautifully told.
Not really well told.
I was
told.
Happy with the delivery. Might work for Australia Post.
I would have gone with Raps's angle.
What was that?
Pirate into it.
How would you do it?
I don't know.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Test drive one today.